Oh yes. Well, he's well known in Trinidad. He made his name with a defense force, and you know, he suddenly came to Trinidad. He played against them, and they were impressed with him, and they invited him over. He got a trial, and I guess you know they signed him, you know. And then from there he went to, of course, your team Swansea. So yeah, Trinidad. He was you know, always there for like one time we had a strike, and he you know he was there at the back of the Trinidad team. He was, I think, Jason. He's always he's one of our most underrated strikers when it comes to international football. I don't believe he gets the respect he deserves, and hopefully that will change. You know, we've seen that we have some qualifiers coming up, so we'll see how that goes.
He's like a goal machine for us, you know. He's got 50 in 99 games now. Did you know he had it in him?
Yeah, I didn't know. I couldn't believe it. At first, I didn't thought he would be that successful in the Championship League, you know, because Scotland, the league isn't that strong, you know. So I'm surprised, and I'm very happy for him too, because you know he's a very nice guy, and he deserves it, you know. Strong person.
Is he a popular figure over there in the Caribbean?
Oh yes, they love Jason Scott. You know, all the fans on the Soca Warriors online, they begged for him to be on the team. They were actually very mad. He didn't make the last they didn't call him. He had to stay and play for you guys in the FA Cup. So you know, hopefully he'll get called this time, because we have to play Honduras on March 28th and USA 4 days after, April 1st. So hopefully Jason will get called.
Oh, well, if it means he misses games for us, I don't know how sure we'd be about that. But anyway, he's obviously such a nice guy, because he dedicated those 50 goals to his mother back in the Caribbean, and not a lot of players would do that, and it goes to show that as well as a great player, he's a lovely guy too.
Yes, well, his mother was one of the main reasons he was this successful. You know, she always stood behind him. You know, he grew up in San Juan. That's the northern part in Trinidad, and his mother always stood by him, and you know, he probably that's why he dedicated the goal for his mother. You know, she never gave up on him, and now he's in ripping form for Swansea.
Do people keep in touch with how Swansea are doing over there because we've got Jason playing for us?
Most definitely. They are upset though. You saw Dennis Lawrence. But yeah, we still support Swansea, and we're hoping to see them get promoted into the Premiership.
It's a shame about Dennis as well. I mean, I know we've loaned him out to Crewe, but he got a nasty injury, didn't he, to his face?
He's coming out, and hopefully we need him against we need him for Trinidad, so hopefully he'll recover. He always gives 100%. I'm surprised you guys loaned him out, because he you know, he's heart and soul, you know.
But finally, with Jason Scotland, from what you know of him and what people know of him over there, do you think that there can be even better to come?
Oh, definitely. The good thing about it is your manager Martinez, Roberto Martinez, he loves Jason Scotland. The fans love him. So I mean, once you have that support and he's scoring goals, his confidence is very high. And believe me, you're going to see a lot more goals from Jason Scotland before the season is over. I guarantee you that. And I look forward to seeing him in the Premiership, hopefully, next season, you know.